In a world where extreme competition exists everywhere, what does it take to have success in your career and in life? Join me, Nirvana Chaudhary, as I sit down with some of the most successful individuals to discover the secrets to their success, what continues to drive them, and to hear a few exclusive stories in the process, what drives them and their success code, their mantra for making it bigger. Hello everyone, I'm back again with my podcast, Making It Bigger. I'm absolutely delighted to be here again, you know, with someone I hugely respect, someone who's a young global leader like myself, and I had the opportunity of spending time at the recent course we did at the Howard Kennedy program. There's no one other I'm so happy to introduce than my dear friend Lamia. Lamia is the associate professor at the Sultan Qaboos University, holding a PhD in structural and molecular biology from University College of London. She's won prestigious awards like the Boban Markovic Prize in Environmental Science. She's a fascinating, motivating speaker that she's worked in. She's spoken in various countries and around the world. She herself is a presenter of a national radio station called The Art of Living, which I'm very, very interested to hear a lot about. Apart from the various UNESCO awards, etc., I'm so delighted to have Lamia here join us. Lamia, thank you so much for being here to spend time with me for this podcast. The first question I ask, you know, you've done incredibly well. You're young, you're motivated, you know, you're making a difference in so many people's life. What is your success mantra? What is it that keeps you going?
First of all, thank you very much, Nirvana. I am absolutely honored and humbled to be part of this podcast, along with a lot of amazing people. So thank you very much for the opportunity. What defines success to me is not how much I have, but rather how much I give back. A lot of people are blessed with so many things, but it takes so much to share what you have. And I find myself the happiest when I'm giving more back to the society. So it's always about not what I have, but what I do with what I have. And that's something I'm trying to pass on to my kids, because that's where I found true joy, is by giving back.
That's why, you know, I when I heard about your radio show, The Art of Living, right? Tell me a little bit about that, and I'll tell you why I'm asking it.
Sure. Well, actually, there's a very inspiring, I'm going to say, emotional story behind it. So we had a very inspiring personality in the government. His name was Sheikh Khalfan Al-Aysi. He passed away a few years ago from cancer. And he was very close to the society, very inspiring to the youth. He was full of energy, very positive vibes. He was a religious figure, but a very cool, trendy kind of religious figure. So he was loved by everyone. And I remember 10 days before he passed away, I went to visit him in the hospital with a bouquet of flowers and had a chat with him. And I said, come on, you need to get out of here because we need you. And he said, no, they need you. You know, the youth need you. So I want you to carry on what I was doing. I'm like, nah, you know, you're just going to come out and you're going to do this. Sadly, 10 days later, he passed away. And I felt like there's a message that needs to continue. He's given me, you know, this idea that I never thought of doing. And I said, how can I reach out to the youth the fastest way? And we had to the radio. I have, I like media. So my cousin and myself, we're both very close to late Sheikh Khalfan Al-Aysi. We decided to try to engage with the community through a platform that is, you know, easily accessible, which is the radio, obviously, as one of the routes. And we started there. We ran it for about 3 years. And because there's no one person who knows everything about everything, we made it more inviting speakers to discuss different topics to the youth. It was in English. It ran for about 3 or 4 years. And I think a lot of them are actually still going on repeat, but it's something that I moved away from because of a lot of other responsibilities I took upon, but something that I do consider going back to, but maybe on a different platform.
You know, making a difference through your experiences to the youth it's so powerful and engaging, right? And I'll tell you why I was so intrigued about The Art of Living. I mean, I myself, there's an independent non-profit organization called The Art of Living, which I'm closely associated with, you know. And in 2011, going through a little bit of ups and downs in my life, I decided to, you know, take a course from The Art of Living. And The Art of Living is basically like spirituality, a way of life. Art of Living talks about celebrating life. Art of Living talks about how to get, you know, people who are depressed or stressed and get them into a stress-free life through maybe some breathing techniques, through yoga techniques, through their food and lifestyle habits, right? So, I mean, I follow that every day of my life and I feel it's just been absolutely amazing. Now, Lamia, you know, you've specialized and got your doctorate in molecular biology, structural engineering. You know, when you hear of individuals who are so highly expertised in that particular field, and now you're spending so much of time motivating the youth, making a difference, what are the three key differences on your personal capacity you felt like, you know, the three top things I was able to achieve was what? Can you share with me?
One thing is, well, because maybe I just thought of this because you mentioned something that's very dear to my heart and probably I didn't share when we were together in the course, is that I also went through a very difficult time in 2016 and 17. I come from the local Omani community. I went to government schools, no fancy private schools. I was on scholarships for my education, very normal, standard, average family, you know, average income. And as a student in Sultan Qaboos University, which is our main government university, I never thought ever that I would be taking a course at Harvard or getting the L'Oréal UNESCO Award in Women's Science or be part of the World Academy of Science or being picked by His Majesty to lead our First Ladies Foundation or any of those big fancy stuff or being, you know, traveling the globe and giving talks. I always thought, you know, we are from a small country very far away that not a lot of people know about, and you know. And when it happened to me in my wildest dreams, this one, it's become one of the things that I always speak to the youth about. I'm like, if I did it, then any single one of you can do it. And it's amazing how a simple encouragement can just make people burst out of their shells and just say, you know what, we're going to do it. And then getting all these emails and messages saying, thank you, doctor, even if it's years later, thank you, Dr. Lemia, I got my PhD, you know, it's because of you. Thank you, Dr. Lemia, this is my first book. I'm sending the first copy to you because you inspired me. Thank you, Dr. Lemia, I changed my specialization because you said that nothing's impossible. So basically, it's a small things that you can do on a very, you don't even need like a lot of resources to be able to inspire these youth. And by the way, the youth in Oman comprise 60% of the population. So you can imagine how important this generation is, or this age group is. And we all heard of the Arab Spring in 2011 and what the youth can do, even in terms of, you know, changing the government. So it's really important to make sure that the youth are well heard, they get people to hear them when they speak, to listen to their needs, and then just give them a little bit that they need. Even with very minimal resources, they just need people to hear them and understand them and motivate them. So that's my passion. I know it's got nothing to do with genetic engineering and transferring genes from one organism to another, which we still do. But I find my passion and my excitement and thrill in unleashing other people's potentials, because then it becomes not about what one person does, which is Lemia. It becomes about unleashing the potential of 100 people, and then 100 people unleashing the potential of other. And it's just this ripple effect. You know, it's like this ripple effect. And then it just becomes so exciting seeing how your effect goes down to all the younger ones, and then so much inspiration. So that for me is really, really exciting. Motivation is really important. Emotional intelligence is very important. And another thing that I find really exciting and makes me happy is also working with refugees. So I've been working with refugees outside Oman, also doing some charity work in Oman. That's something that kind of brings back the human in me. And it just really makes you reflect about the important things in life, and that nothing really matters if you don't use what you have for the good of others. It doesn't matter how rich you are. It doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter how many certificates you have. Like people, the students go, oh my God, you have so many awards. And I'm like, so what? I mean, it just means I did well in my personal life. It's more about what are you going to do now after you get that? When you have the money, you have the brains, you have knowledge, what are you going to do? That's when you're supposed to judge a person. It's not like, oh, you have this position in the government. So what? What did you do with the position in the government? What change did you do in that position of the government? If you don't, then get out and give it to somebody else who can, you know, make an impact. So basically, it's all these concepts that I'm trying to teach the students, which I'm doing at Sultan Qaboos University, and also my extra lectures in schools, is that to think in that direction. It's not about me, it's about what you can give to others. And that way you're becoming happy and making other people happy. And it's just amazing.
Lamia, this is brilliant, you know, and in so ways I can resonate so much to how I even try to aspire. And, you know, I mean, you're an inspiration listening to you. You know, I remember a story of this person running around the seashore. Every time the waves came, live seashells would come on the beach, right? Hundreds and thousands of it. And if they didn't get water, they would die. So there was this guy running up and down the seashore, picking one, throwing it back. This guy from a distance came down and said, you know, what kind of a foolish thing are you doing? Like, there are hundreds and thousands of live seashells, you know, what difference will it make? And he picks up one and says, it makes a difference to this one, you know. And I think that's exactly what you're doing it, you know, one by one. And the impact you're making is amazing. And again, the second thing I can resonate is, if you are sitting in a position of power or a strength or in terms of wealth or whatever, you're sitting in a position of authority, then if you're not converting or making a difference using that position, you're doing injustice. To forget about anyone else, you're doing injustice to your own self, your own karma and your way of going. I mean, it's amazing, Lamia, to hear this. Tell me now, you know, you are particularly living in Middle East, where the perspective we have is, okay, you know what, it's the men who have been more outward thinking, and it's only recently that a lot of women have come out and spoken and all of that. And they must be, I'm assuming, you know, you've got so much of passion in you. You must have got this pent up, all this energy that, wow, I'm able to now explode it to the world, you know. Tell me, where do we see Lamia in terms of your passion, and what do you want to do 5 years from now?
Oh, that's a tough question, because I'm actually, it's a fork at just, you know, decision in my career. So things are actually going well in my career. Associate professor at a young age, and I love my students, I love my job. My research is really doing well. So I research into alternatives to fossil fuel. We produce biodiesels in our lab from date seed pits, and that's doing really well as well. So there's that on one side, but then I also am a co-founder of my company, Coach for Change, which looks into the more of what the things I, you know, change management, and which I really, really aspire doing. So whatever it is, now I'm at actually a point where I'm deciding where I want to go. But wherever it is, I think I want to be a place where I feel like I'm making a difference. I'm giving more than I'm receiving, and I'm more about bigger impact now. So I think I'm getting to a stage where I'm deciding based on how big the impact is. Because sometimes when you are limited with time, you have to prioritize and say, you know, it is a good deed, it is good, but it's just the impact is too small, and I need to prioritize with little time I have. So now I'm becoming a little bit more focused on making decisions and where I want to go based on the impact. I see myself in 5 years working less, but having bigger impact. So probably working smart. Yeah, I'm thinking that direction, getting more people on board, collaborating more on a global scale than a local. I've been always around the local scale, but I think in 5 years I'm thinking of expanding. And to be honest, very honest, I'm going to say this on air, my target is the 200 million Arab youth. I'm trying to find a way to out and inspire 200 million Arab youth. And I was inspired by the Arab Spring. I want the youth to have impact, but I want to make sure that it's in the right direction. Because it just causes too much damage when it's not in the right direction. So I hope I find the right partners and the right directions and guidance to be able to reach those 200 million Arab youth in 5 years or less, inshallah.
Inshallah. Lamia, you know, let me tell you, I'm so confident, and I believe someone with such a clear intent and clarity in their heart, right? All the energies around the world make things happen for you. And I think you being part of YGL, we are really, really blessed and honored for you being part of it. But I think you being a pivotal force of YGL, I think that's where you'll be able to achieve your dream for sure. For sure. And, you know, thank you so much, Lamia, for giving time. I always keep this podcast below 15 minutes. I'm a little weary about time. But if it wasn't for that, I would have gone speaking to you for hours and hours. But thank you so much for taking out time and doing this. And I'll talk to you soon. And welcome you to Nepal soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much.